Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the broad way and put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. And this month, we got a message talking about the birth of Jesus Christ during the Christmas season. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, Jesus makes the change in our life. People need to take time to work out their salvation. Don't try to jump and act like you got it overnight. Take time to work it out. The reason why Christians cannot live holy, cannot live right, the reason why people say they confess Christ and they commit sin is because they never took time to work their salvation out. They just jump around and claim like they got it. Some people do a little shaking and act like they got it. But I want to let you know, you got to work your salvation out. You got to get on your knees and pray until you pray through. You got to pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin, that you won't sin anymore. Amen. The Lord change your mind, change your life. That's laying a foundation. Being baptized in water is a testimony to the world that you're changing your way of living. And those of you that are baptized in Jesus' name need to do what you say you did do. That is to follow Jesus. And Jesus came out the Jordan River. Yes, he did. He didn't stay in the Jordan River. He came out the Jordan River. He went to Calvary. And that's where you need to go. If you say you're being baptized in Jesus' name, you need to follow him to Calvary and get washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Because talking about you being baptized in Jesus' name and amen, and just preaching water. You better preach the blood, because it takes the blood to wash you and cleanse you and root out that indwelling sin that we inherited from the fall of Adam. Water cannot do it, but it takes the power of the blood that came from Jesus. Jesus shed his blood on Calvary's cross. And I'm telling you, through that power of that blood, what will root out sin and set you free so you can live in this world with victory and power over the devil. I'm telling you, and be ready to go to heaven. I'm telling you. Now, I'm preaching so people can get ready for heaven, because you can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. And I know people won't get upset, but I'm going to let you know, Jesus come to set you free so that you can be real for God. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. How can your heart be pure if you're still a sinner? And some people got a nerve to say they are a saved sinner. Ain't no such thing as a saved sinner. Either you're saved or you're not saved. You either you're a saint of God or you're a sinner. You can't be, amen, in betweens, as some people try to be. And I'm putting on radio so people know there are too many hypocrites in the church, hypocrites in the pulpit. But it's time for people to get right with God. Preachers, you need to go back to the altar and get saved. You heard me? If you can't live right, you need to go to the altar and get saved yourself. And so that you'll be able to preach like I preach here on radio. Because you can't go to heaven being a sinner. And I'm putting on radio so people can understand and know that. And diggins and church members, you need to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin, that you won't sin no more. And then pray and ask God to sanctify you holy. Amen. So that you can have joy in your soul, peace in your mind. I'm telling you, sanctify with Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. I mean, cause you to live right. Amen. Cause you to love one another. Treat people right. I'm telling you. Amen. And then you'll be a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. The Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Now, Jesus came into the world to fix it so we can get sanctified. You heard me? Get sanctified through the blood. Praise God. Amen. If you can't, amen, live right, you need to get sanctified through the blood. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. You get sanctified through the blood. The Lord has set you free from the bondage of sin. Take sin out of you. And if the Lord takes sin out of you, how are you going to use it? I'm telling you, praise God, if he take it out of you, Jesus come to take it out of you. Glory to God. Amen. That's what he came into the world for. That's what he was born into the world for. To deliver us from our sin. Praise God. St. Matthew 1:21, Missionary Velvet. What did the Bible say?
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Jesus come to save us from our sin. Not in it, but from our sins. That is to take sin out of us. Take sin out of you. I'm telling you. 1 John, Missionary Velvet 3:5. What did the Bible say in 1 John 3:5? Because Jesus come to take sin out of you. If he takes sin out of you, how are you going to use it if he don't took it out?
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins.
Now Jesus come to take your sins away.
And in him is no sin.
In him is no sin.
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
When the Lord sanctify you, he takes sin out. That means you won't sin no more.
Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, let alone.
If people still sinning, they don't have Christ. You got a lot of Christians confessing Christ, but they ain't nothing but a bunch of liars.
Little children,
me?
Let no man deceive you.
Then you know when Christ come in you, you will live right. Preachers, if you don't have, if you sin and doing wrong, you don't have Jesus. Therefore, you're just a big liar. You heard me? Therefore, you need Christ. People need Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
And you know that he was meant to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abides in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
If you live right, that means you're a child of God.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
But if you commit sin, the devil is in you.
For the devil sinned from the beginning. But it's proper the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Do y'all believe that Bible? Do you believe the Bible? Or you want to hear something else to make you feel good in your sins? Praise God. I'm telling you, because the devil wants you to feel good in your sins so you can die and go home with him. His home is in the fire. But Jesus come to save you from your sin. You heard me? And take sin out of you so you'll be ready to go back with him when we come. Because, amen, like I said in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Them saints sing that song, Missionary Velvet, when the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. I'm telling you, a saint is one that has been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that is sanctified holy, that's living free from sin. That's a saint. So many people call themselves a saint. If you can't live free from sin, you're not a saint. You heard me? Praise God. But when Christ come in you and wash you in the blood of the Lamb, and therefore write your name on heaven's roll, you can live with victory over sin, then you are a child of God. You are born into the royal family, a saint. Praise God. That's something to shout about. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm glad I'm a saint. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord wants some children that live right. You hear me? Amen. Live holy. Live right. I know we're celebrating Christmas. It's supposed to be a joyous time. How are you going to be joyous if you're living in sin? Huh? Glory to God. But Jesus come to get you out of sin. Praise God. I'm telling you, we're going to pick up on another broadcast. I'm telling you, praise God, because it's a powerful message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Drive out them contrary spirits. Let them know you love them, Lord. And deliver them and set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song say, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus really loves all of us. And he wants what's best for you. Especially during this season. Because the reason for him, for his birth, coming into this world. You believe that prayer, all the home that pray, you have been set free. Just keep on thanking him and hold on and don't let go. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, if he hasn't reached way down, Jesus will pick you up. He's the only one that can pick you up and make you brand new all over again. We thank those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord has a blessing for you and for you to have hope too. Remember that he loves with the everlasting love and we do too. But we want to be able to pray that you have a wonderful and wishing you a warm and wonderful Christmas blessing. It said praying the love of God will fill you with joy. The peace of God will fill you with hope. And the grace of God will surround you with reminders of his presence this Christmas and in the new year. Psalm 129:8, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Ella Holmes and I pray that God will supply your need during this Christmas season and give you hope and peace and joy. Remember, most of all, remember that the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he will and he shall perform it. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And to those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. The Heaven Bound Train website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Praise God. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.